The Cavs had a stunning come-from-behind win over the Toronto Raptors in the opening game of their Eastern Conference semifinals. It was 113-112 in overtime. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me this morning from Toronto. Terry, what was different about this game last night was that it was a complete team effort.
Well, if someone were to say the Cavs won without LeBron scoring in overtime, I almost want to see the tape to make sure that they were telling the truth, because that's hard to believe. But that's exactly what they did. They scored 8 points in the overtime, none by LeBron James. In fact, LeBron, when he talked about he was tired after Sunday's game, it looked it. Tuesday night, I think he made 12 of 30 shots, and he's even 1 of 6 from the foul line. If you heard that, you thought, oh boy, they were in trouble. Well, they were in trouble, but they pulled out of it, and you know, it was a huge upset for the Cavs in Toronto.
Yeah, because typically when a team like the Cavs come off of a 7-game series, going into the next one, you tend to have a setback.
Well, for example, you know, a couple of stats. You know, Toronto had the best home record in the Eastern Conference of the NBA. They were 34-7. When Toronto had a lead after three quarters, their record was 30-1. Well, they had a lead after three quarters, and they were at home. And how about this? The Cavs never led the game in regulation. In fact, the last basket they made in the regulation period, you know, to force it in overtime, was like their first tie since it was 0-0. So what you're looking at is they kept clawing back and clawing back and clawing back, and J.R. Smith scored 20 points, and Kyle Korver scored 19, and Jeff Green really helped out, and Tristan Thompson at 14, and LeBron was struggling, but he kept saying, come on, guys, hang in there. And meanwhile, poor Toronto, what's their problem with the Cavaliers?
Yeah, they've lost to the Cavs the last two seasons in the playoffs, so they must be thinking, what can we do now?
You know, and I looked even deeper at it, Amanda. You go back to the year 2010, and you count the playoffs, you count the regular season. LeBron has a 42-10 record against Toronto. That dates back to when he first went to Miami for 4 years, and now in his 4 years with Cleveland. So in the same way, you know, some of us who are older Cavs fans can remember how when the Cavs had a good team with Mark Price and Larry Nance and coached by Lenny Wilkins and Brad Daugherty was the center, 5 times they were knocked out of the playoffs by Michael Jordan and the Bulls, and there was a certain dread about playing the Bulls and a certain number 23 from Chicago. Well, when they see this 23 up here in Toronto, that same dread is there. And so, Amanda, we'll see what happens. It's a best of 7. There's a long way to go. But I just sat there almost dumbfounded, because at the end of the first quarter, the Cavs were down 14, and I figured, well, it's going to be a bad day. It's going to be a long series. And the whole thing just changed to gradually over time. A big deal for the Cavs, too, was they played a lot of defense. At the end of the game, when he was looking at the stat sheet, Coach Tyronn Lue said, you know, this wasn't our best game. LeBron shot 12 of 30. Kevin Love had another tough game. He goes, we may not have been all that good, but we were really tough. And that was the difference.
Now, game two is tomorrow night, still in Toronto. It should be interesting. Terry, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Okay, Amanda.